even the smell you get, like when you first smell train, like in the yard, it's like, it's a good smell to like a dedicated graffiti writer.
I walk into a yard feeling hard. I can smell the metal rust, it gets me at the bus. See the gates of the freights. My inspiration, dream one. Now I'm ready to create my masterpiece. Looking over my sketches. Plus five I've been rolling, so I'm peeping all my exits. I wonder if Cornbread had this much vision in his head. Creating this form of grab back at Philly. Train yard tonight, get really chilly. So I'm rocking a thick tribal hoodie. Got some slinky in my Walkman and ready to boogie. Make my letters break like they hearing ill beats. Phase the streets, make my paint compete with corrosion. The texture of erosion makes my Krylon seem like it's frozen, like it's ice. But my letters looking nice, plus the outline of my letter and it's so precise. Straight, no shifts, no shakes. Solid, like the vision I create mentally. I size up my car. When I do a rest in peace, yo, I put it in a store. Vibe first, ask for blessings from the universe. Shake up my can and let my paint disperse. Attack the wall, let the paint smack the wall. Bombing means that I'm covering it all.
God damn, looks like the crew did it again. Look at this spot. Rock this whole joint, top to bottom, end to end. Whole car production, now that's a burner. You wanna get down with this real underground railroad? Come down my way. This is Knack One from FSC.
It's Medusa representing out. Hard Knock. The hard knocking on your radio on 94.1 KPFA. What? Do it the way you feel.
DVD hanging out with you this afternoon, Hard Knock Radio. We're here in the city of Oakland as we are on the eve of big things to come down this week. We're talking about Kemet to Aslan, Reefer One, one of the pioneering graph artists or graph writers here in the city, is spearheading what looks to be a very momentous occasion. How you doing, Reefer?
What's up, fam? What's up?
Talk to us about what you're doing this summer.
This summer we're doing Aerosol 3 from Kemet to Aslan is the sub theme, and it's about the Pan-African unity of Black African spray can artists from around the world coming together to talk about what the Black contribution has been to the culture of spray can art, as well as how we're going to use the cultural medium to liberate our people and to pass the legacy and tradition down to our young people, also working to curb violence in the inner city.
You know, we've had these conversations before, but, you know, over the past year, I've really noticed a lot of emphasis on cultural currency, so to speak. How can culture really move conversation? How can culture move ideology? How can culture move an entire people, you know, from point A to point B? You know, looking at it from your perspective, how significant is this, and why do you think we're seeing much more conversation around this?
Well, one of the reasons what we call a show From Kemet to Aslan this year as a theme is because when we look at the term Kemet, this is, comes from the original name for Egypt, ancient Egypt. And Aslan dealing with the indigenous lands of Mexico, and you got the Aztecs and the Mayans. And culture has always been a means of how our people communicate and move things and inspires us to be in harmony with the cosmos, with nature, and all things on the planet Earth. And it is so important that even those who seek to oppress us have...
It, just in case you're wondering what's happening, we are really outside. So this is what we do. We don't always get a chance to hang in the studio, especially when it's 90 degrees outside. So that's what we're doing. So if they're getting ready to move their car, bear with the background noise. But go ahead, Reefer.
Like I said, the enemies that seek to oppress us understand this dynamic so much so that they have invested millions of dollars into perverting our culture to lead our youth away from their development and to lead our community into destruction. When you look at hip-hop culture in particular, it is the primary cultural driving force in terms of inspiring young people and influencing young people in the inner city. Yet, it has been the tool used to destroy us and to promote self-hatred, degradation, and a lack of integrity. And so what Aerosol is about us reclaiming our culture and taking it back into control, and a call to order to artists from around the world to take that accountability and responsibility and to use the culture as it was intended to be used, to inspire us, to get free, to have fun.
You know, last year when you did Aerosol 2, you had a number of pioneers from all over the country come through, and not just the country, but around the world come through. And it was very uplifting, very spiritual in many ways. How are you going to build on it this year? And who are going to be some of the participants?
Well, again, with culture, you have tradition. And one of our traditions is to honor and respect our elders, our ancestors, and where we come from, and to speak to the needs of our people through a cultural medium. And so because we're talking about the culture of spray can art, we're bringing out some of the original subway pioneers from New York City, Slave from the Fabulous Five. Some people might be familiar with Fab Five Freddy, same crew, TF5 from New York. We're also bringing Shame 125th, one of the Harlem legends of spray can art, as well as subway legend Sack. And people may also know of the style master Chain 3. He's coming, as well as people who may be familiar with the documentary Style Wars. And there was one of the writers in that film that was featured was named Scheme from TMT Crew. So Scheme will be here along with Chain 3 and the others I mentioned, talking about their experience. And from a firsthand narrative, oftentimes when we talk about culture, Black people aren't able to give their own firsthand narrative on why we do what we do and the essence of the culture. It's usually other people talking about what we do that usually don't understand the essence of it. So we are going out of our way to make sure that it stays within its cultural integrity and proper context, as well as showing the bridge between the old generations and the new. When we look at African culture and we look at brown culture, indigenous culture, there is no break between the generations. The circle is unbroken. It's cyclical. Everybody has an opportunity and something to offer, and it's honored. And that's what this is about. This is hip hop. It's a circle. We get in the cipher and build.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, we're talking with Reefer One, if you're just tuning in. Because we don't often hear our own history from the first person perspective, what are some of the, you know, from the people that you know, what are some of the things that they tell you? What inspired them to do what they're doing, especially when we're talking about writing or graph, which is, you know, probably one of the more under-talked about, at least as far as the mainstream is concerned, when it comes to looking at hip-hop?
Well, when you look at people who have been denied their freedom, what comes with that is your name has been taken away from you, your cultural identity, your humanity has been taken away from you, and everything that comes with that. And so this is the people reclaiming their humanity, their identity. So part of writing is the taking on a new name, declaring what your identity is and building that up, and having a technical skill and ability to build your self-esteem, working with a group or a crew or a society, a community, which builds our collective self-esteem, which empowers the people. So again, having a voice, that self-determination, these are the things that have inspired writing. And there's been things that have happened before hip hop culture that have inspired writing. The Black Panther Party. You had Emery Douglas as the artist with the Panther Party, who's also going to be involved with Aerosol this year. That has inspired our movement. And you had other cultural movements through the arts, like music, funk music. We had Overton Lloyd participating with us through.
That's right. Overton is the person that does many of Parliament's. He does many of Parliament's album covers back in the day, and definitely a big inspiration for Shock G, who's, you know, when you look at some of those Digital Underground covers, it's done in that same vein.
Yeah, the spirit of the funk definitely moves us. So that's one of the things that has inspired Aerosol. And another thing is just like anything else, when you look at rock music, if you don't know your history, especially for young people, you would never know that came from the Black community. And when you look at spray can art, you know, one would argue the same thing. When you look at a lot of the new media that's coming out, you don't see us, or at least you don't see the people who are from the Black community who have contributed to the culture getting their just due. And people run with it. You know, I saw a new documentary Ice-T put out, and he talks about one of the greatest rappers of all time was Eminem, which is insane. You know, especially when you have so many brothers from the black and brown community that are really paid dues and have skills. And I'm not taking anything away from that artist, but I'm saying oftentimes when you don't know your history and young people hear this, they're going to run with that. And they don't dig deeper beyond the surface of the form to really understand and connect to the essence. But Aerosol is about the essence and not just highlighting what we did back in the day, but talking about what we're doing now and the activism that's happening around the world. I mean, joining me at this table right now is a brother from Senegal, West Africa, Doctor, who has committed himself as well as his crew, the Doxadam Squad, to work in Senegal to liberate the people and to clean the community up using art as a medium to get our people free.
Before I bring the good doc in, I have another question. Since we're talking about From Kemet to Aslan, and here in the Bay Area, we have a strong tradition that we often associate with the brown communities in the terms of murals. You know, what are some of the cross linkages that you see going on? How will that be enhanced at this week's convention, so to speak?
Well, although Aerosol is primarily a black African collective and movement, we do understand that there are connections with our alliances. We have the same oppressor. Our communities have some of the same struggles, and we are in this together. We also understand that culturally, we originally come from the same African root, and a lot of our brown brothers and sisters are very progressive and evolved in their understanding and connecting with that, and we embrace it. We denounce and we do not connect to anything that is promoting distance and discord between black and brown peoples. We are in unity and harmony with those folks. These are our brothers and sisters. And when there's an opportunity for us to work together for the greater good of humanity, that's what we intend to do. And culture is what bonds us together. Culture is what helps shape us. And that's what we are going to be demonstrating with Aerosol. So I'm very excited about this bond. I think the timing is interesting. It's 2012. A lot of people got things to say about that on the Mayan calendar. But when we talk about the world coming to an end, we are talking about the end of imperialist oppression. We are talking about the end of discrimination against our peoples, our struggling masses. And we are talking about the beginning of a new calendar, cosmic calendar, where our people are united and going back to be in harmony with the cosmos and the earth. And we will use culture to do it.
Give us the details as to when, what, where, and how we can, check some of this out.
Oh, it's going to be happening on Lucky Friday, the 13th, coming up this week at 6 p.m. until midnight at the African American Art and Culture Complex in the historic Fillmore community in San Francisco. And that's at 762 Fulton Street. At 762 Fulton Street in San Francisco this Friday, the 13th July. At 6 p.m. There's also going to be cultural performances there by the legendary media circus Ice Life. A sister that goes by the name of Mel Yell, an amazing MC, as well as our MC host, Do That, from Oakland, is going to be rocking. It's going to be something to see. This is an opportunity for people really to see hip-hop at its cultural core and have a good time. It's all ages event. You can bring your children. You can bring your elders. Everybody. We're going to be partying, dancing, and feeling our culture at its core. And to top it off, it's free.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to the good doctor out of Senegal and get some perspective on that as we continue looking at Aerosol 3, Kemet to Aslan. We'll be right back.
This is an invasion.
Spray paint, ink pens I use to write in every color I think in, to paint a picture with every rhyme that I speak in. Yeah, the gallery is the beacon. Yo, I verbally paint pictures, I'm the Lord's best storyteller. Yeah. This about a young boy dealing with the older fellas. Promised them the lives, he seen on TV. He ran packs across town, they buy CDs. And big chains, new clothes, Nikes and Reeboks. Stacking too much loot to squeeze in his shoebox. Saving, he promised mom's a trip in Atlanta. And his pops got killed in debt. He was a gambler, so he stayed strapped, boxed up on the suitcases. No more across town, now he's crossing them states. And seeing new faces, not knowing who to
begin by saying I don't think this man knew what he had in store. He opened the door and found the bag under the floor. Not a peep while he's working a lot. Get the flame, aim, pop. Open the box and take off out the back of the pawn shop. Scoping the lot, hoping the cops hadn't seen the plates on his car. He felt like he'd been hustling so hard. Like a demon, he pumped the cold hard. Play it cool like Humphrey Bogart. Put the rings on his chain attached by both parts. He did the drop, one ring in a bag, envelope, all the money he had. Left the money in the ring and a slow exhale. 2 weeks went by, got a box in the mail. In the box was a bullet made of gold. Melted down from the ring, recast with two rings and a band. And he stared at it sitting in the palm of his hand and sat down next to a picture that sat on the nightstand. It was his wife in the picture on his side with the ring on a finger on the week that she died. As he looked in the reflection at those eyes so red, he put the bullet in a gun and put it right in his head. Like that.
Spray paint and ink pens I use to write in every color I think in, to paint a picture with every rhyme that I speak in. Yeah, the gallery is the beat that I... thrusters to muster 1-5. Plus if you pushed it, the fuel cells corruption, and then they would die. Then the galaxy would suffer, but he had to try. But he couldn't risk it. Put the cure in his skate pod and kissed it and told her goodbye. She started to cry, but he knew if he could distract her, he could buy some time and she could make it out alive. Turned the suit around and got prepared for the standoff. Space mine had blew one of the hands off. Damaged laser cannons and he got a system jam, and he faced the whole fleet, blood seeping through his teeth. The final saga in the seven planet wars. Unsheathed the sword and then he charged forward. His eyes flashed behind a cracked cockpit glass. He let out a laugh, then all she heard was a blast like, spray paint and ink pens I use to write in every color I think in, to paint a picture with every rhyme that I speak in. Yeah, the gallery is the beat that I...
coming out of a simple can of paint. Look, it's the easiest way for the average kid to get fame using himself as the medium.
You're gonna get into that gallery, yes.
We're back here, Hard Knock Radio, Davey D hanging out with you. We're still continuing our conversation. We've been talking with Reefer One about the Aerosol 3 event. It's coming up this Friday at 762 Fulton Street at the African American Social Society.
African American Art and Culture Complex.
That's right, the African American Cultural Complex. But here we got a brother from Senegal. What's your name, brother?
Doctor.
Doctor, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
You know, a lot of times when we talk about hip-hop, people talk about its African roots, but we don't often talk to people from the continent and its various countries. And I know over the past few years, a lot of people have been looking into that. We've seen documentaries coming out of Senegal that have been focusing on, you know, the expressions and things that we can find that parallel what we do here or rooted and what we do. And I wanted to get some of your perspective on, first of all, how you're seeing things and what are some of the commonalities that you see going on here with what's going on in Senegal these days, especially now.
My English is not very good. I just try. In Senegal, the people, they know the hip-hop and the important for the hip-hop because I just to try to help the community, the Senegalese community, because the hip hop come to give the solution for a lot of things in the community. And me, I'm a writer. I with the hip hop, I help a lot of guys, a lot of people, for different situation. Now the big situation, I can help with the graffiti in the health. I bring the medicine in the street, selling the concept, the testing, and the medicine free on the people. Mm-hmm. People, they come in the street to see the medicine, to ask what we do. And the graphic explain, this is for you.
Yes. Let me ask you this. You know, as a doctor, How important is it for us to really embrace various cultural expressions just for our own healing? You know, here in the United States, it's all about give me a pill and call it a day. You know, get a shot in the arm with some chemicals we can't pronounce, and that will make us feel better. But it seems like around the world, it's much more holistic, with art and expression being a centerpiece for our healing. And, you know, if you can maybe explain that to us, especially as you see it.
You know, the art in Senegal, the people there respect this. This art in the first part. I'm in the ghetto. I live in ghetto, and I know the problem where I have this, the guy in living. If you sick, you don't have money to go to see the medicine. If some people go to see the medicine here, I don't have money. The medicine, if I go, is disturb me because I don't have money. Yes, I did say with the art, can I help? Can I say the medicine? Come in the street. You do your job in the street for the people. You are here for the people. You are not here for yourself. Come in the street. And the art can connecting the people and the medicine to do what to him do the job for the people. The people take it what I want.
So art. It sounds like what you're saying. Art brings the community together.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we bring the community together, then we can move forward.
All time if I do the pieces in the street, I put it not at night. I put it in the morning, and because in Senegal, if you do the graffiti, you are the artist. The Senegal, the graffiti is done illegal. It's legal, and if you do that, the people they ask, what are you do? Sometimes the people go to buy the water for you. The people say, if you want help, you are, I'm here. And this energy, if you're behind you, I say, this energy, again, pull the help of my community.
Well, I think we caught a lot of that there. You were going to add something to that, Reefer?
Well, one of the things that attracted us to what Doctor does with his crew in Senegal is that they're very active in the neighborhood, using the art to draw attention to the struggling people, some of the conditions of just health, around people's environment being dirty or not having an environment that's conducive to growth, deficiencies in food and medical attention, and using the art also to inspire people. And the people are inspired, and they come out and directly connect with what the spray can riders are doing there. And again, being that this place has a level of cultural sophistication, folks don't look at this as vandalism, as something illegal. So when the community sees these brothers coming together in the neighborhood and painting the walls, the what are you doing is not so much, why are you doing this? Stop. It's like, what are you doing? I'm inspired. I'm curious. I'm intrigued. And we're embracing what it is. We know that you are here for us. And that builds more momentum behind the artists doing their work. So again, like I said, it's a community thing. We all come together in the cipher to build. So using the culture as it was intended to do, to build our communities up. Now, the government has been somewhat cooperative in also working to help bring Doctor here to the United States. We wrote a letter, and there was funding put together with the government to get airfare to get him on a plane here. You know, so we can make that Pan-African connection, because that's very important in this day and age for Black people, for African people, to make this connection wherever we are in the world. We're all struggling with many of the very same issues against some of the very same forces. And so coming together, using our creativity collectively and coming up with solutions and strategies on how we're going to deal with it, and also letting brothers and sisters know in these different struggling places that, hey, we see you over there. And what happens to you makes a difference to me. And what happens to me makes a difference to you. That we're all in this together.
You know, as we close out, and one of the things we'll be talking about later this week is the ongoing destruction of some of our art and artifacts. Timbuktu is one of the things that comes to mind. What's going on right now? you know, the fact that you're bringing this together. Talk about the importance of just, you know, when you see and we're hearing about the raiding and the dismantling and the destruction of something that means so much, especially when we talk about it from an artistic, you know.
When you look at the forces of American and European imperialism, this has been the case from its very start. It has destroyed many of the cultural artifacts and forms and folkways of indigenous peoples from all over the world without any regard and put their own in place. I mean, you look at something as ugly as Mount Rushmore, where people have painted their bastard ancestors on the side of a mountain cliff on sacred lands of peoples. And so I don't see that any different than what's happening around the world. And unfortunately, when our people are under a colonized mind state, we begin to act out some of the same self-destructive behaviors and attitudes in our own communities and cultures. And as you mentioned, this is some of what happened in Timbuktu. But the people of the land in Mali, in Senegal, that have an understanding about what's going on, they are rushing to protect this because they understand the importance of this. Timbuktu is one of the first universities in the world, you know, let alone whatever they stole in terms of their format at UC Berkeley and these other places. And so it's important for us to maintain this. And that's what it's all about. Aerosol is really not focusing on what the imperialist powers are doing. It's about us saying, hey, we're here and we are active. And not only are we working to preserve our culture and to create a different stage of evolution of it, we're having a whole lot of fun doing it. And we definitely invite people to come out on Friday the 13th and see what that's about. And we invite you to come back after that Sunday, July 15th at 6 p.m., where there's going to be a panel discussion with these spray can artists from around the world. And I'm really excited that this year we have work from one of the legendary black women in New York City, Abby. She's going to be showing some of her work there. And it's not often that we hear about black women that painted the subways back in the day in New York. But I bear witness, it exists. And that work is going to be there, and we're sharing her legacy, as many as others from the African and black and brown community that have made a significant contribution to the culture in the name of love and hip-hop.
Well, there you have it. I want to thank Doc from Senegal. I want to thank Reefer One. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Man, out of MCN said some straight about graphing, writing, MCN hitting. Bombing. I opened the door to this store with Pangalore. I've been here before, but racking's my chore. It's one of my main duties. It's me and my peeps, hoping no one will swoop me. Cause rule number one, you don't snitch. In this graph game, homie, no one goes out like a trick. And we are some rebels. We born with this clique. They thick, they sick, they some blue dress devils. They got flamers. They deep like some bangers. It be lights, camera, action like some freaking entertainers. Beat down commencing. But yo, that ain't happening. Cause we good at fencing. Rule number two, you don't know me, homie. You feel me? If you get busted, you gotta know the dilly. Forget the names of who you came with. Graph writers got titles that be on some fame, kid. They got a name. Black books they don't use for sketching. They use it for catching. Interrogation, they use tactics as a weapon. Threats, they'll take you to jail. And you should get beat down if you the type to tell. I rock my gear lost so I could cuff and stuff. I slip cans in my drawers and let them rest on my nuts. It's this kid's first time, but he wasn't fast enough. Security dined him, nabbed him, grabbed him. I was looking at my knife cam, damn near had him. I heard three whistles, which meant bounce real quick. Wrecked my knife cam, threw up my tag, then I split. Aw, snap. The new kid got hit, but yo, we got a city to bomb. Plus, I'm the only one racking, I'm the only one packing. So we bumming in this train, yo, guess what happened? The cops smashed up, cause this young kid told. We was doing fill-ins, I dropped a flat black and I rolled. Hopped over two fences, ran through an alley, heard this dog barking. He appeared out of nowhere, cause the scene was dark then. The dog damn near bit me, but I wasn't stopping. One thing on my mind, what the hell is this young kid talking? Picked up the pace, I'm sweating, jet. Thinking that the burner wasn't finished, cause the paint was still wet when I jumped on this truck. Yo! Didn't make it, it was straight out of luck. And yo, I had no time to look back. I went for self, I'm
I'm sprinting, throwing up these stick attacks. Hi, my name is Never Getting Stacked. I ran by this wall that we did for a Mac. If the cops ever catch me in their car, I pull up a tag. So I meet up with my crew and we all thinking the same. Hope you don't know where I live, hope you don't know my full name. Hold up, we slipping. How do you get affiliated? That's what my man elaborated. Remember when we participated in doing that wall? Dude was hella cool with that cat we had to call. Plus he was the young kid who always hit up the mall. He hit up the schools and he hit up the bus. He was that youngster, he always wanted to come bombing with us. Yup, plus his styles were getting better. Remember he started freaking and weird looking letters? He used to be the little kid eager to learn. He had them dope concerts with the no flavor burn. I think his name was Ernest, but they called him Money Earn. But Money Earn ain't earning props, talking to cops. Hope I see him on the block so I can bust him in his chops. That way, dude will know not to talk. So pay close attention, cause this happens a lot. Dude went out bombing with this crew that was new. He went over this other cat's piece. The crew was like, ooh. He said, don't trip, cause no one will know. But little did he know, the piece he went over was an old school pro. 15 years old, man, an actual original. The situation on critical, like spitting that flick. Break rule number 3, you could get your head split. You don't go over the next cat's piece if yours ain't dope. But as a new jack, you don't go over no soldier. That's a good way to get your head snatched from your shoulder. Respect the gang, or don't be involved, cause you could be a piece to a murder unsolved.
Now I'm telling you, he's lucky you didn't catch him by that wall. Cause if we would've been, even if you were shooting the movie, it would've just been boom, boom, boom. That's the way it would have worked.